This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Like, all that I can see is just 100.
At least when I know when I come and see you, Canes, I won't need to get any lube or anything, because if it's that hot down there, it's going to be swassy enough for you. You could just slip right in. And then you might have to watch, though, because at that point, if it is that hot, you'll end up just slipping off my black back like a slip and slide.
Okay, note to self, you need to visit during winter.
Yes.
There you go.
Just
all please. Right. Because winter is goddamn cold here.
Well, hello and welcome to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about all things puppy and consensual sexual play. I am Barely Normal, and with me is...
And I am Canes.
I'm Dawson.
And this episode, we are talking about bottoming. Need to know how to be a good bottom. We talked about this generally in our hygiene episode way back in season one, but that was generalized discussion about overall hygiene. And today we're focusing on the bottom and all things that happen there. Well, most things that happen there. I read a little article that said bottoming is a lot of work, and most of it happens before a cock gets anywhere near that hole. So it usually goes unappreciated.
100%. Yes.
Okay.
How many times have we all said, show of hands, literally sitting down there at the couch waiting for the grinder notification to go off, and then 3 hours later, you're like, oh, fucking douche for this.
Yeah. Now, I want to say a disclaimer. None of the three of us are medical professionals. So today's discussion will be more anecdotal and web-based research and personal experience. And things we discuss may or may not work for you. You, good listener, good puppy, are the best judge of what works for you. Wow, that was really important, and neither one of you gets had anything to say about it. Okay.
No.
So.
Okay, I was just.
Facts. Facts.
Facts.
I'm being a good bottom over here, okay?
Oh, you're just sitting there listening and waiting. Okay, gotcha. All right. So, first and foremost, the butthole is going to need to be cleaned. But how does one go about that?
Cleansed.
There's a bunch of different ways of doing it.
Coke and Mentos.
Mentos.
Coke and Mentos.
Yeah. Wow. That's a way to clean out, I guess.
you might have some issues doing that.
Although it'd be fun to try.
That's going to be very sticky. And I don't know.
Dawson, is that your sex position for later?
Maybe. We were talking about the fire hydrant last episode. This is the fire hose now.
The gusher.
Yeah, the gusher.
Oh, gusher.
Ooh, that would be like, oh, what, could you imagine if you're down there eating and then all of a sudden you didn't realize that you got all the Mentos out, so then all of a sudden you're just like...
I got fresh minty breath now.
Wow. That's my favorite bottom. He's always minty fresh.
Now,
so, not to be confused with the fur named Minty. He's not minty fresh.
Ooh.
bottoming, like hygiene wise, I mean, we talked a lot about it in the hygiene, like in the hygiene episode, but, I found for my personal self, I use a bulb or like a douche bulb that is from, I mean, I've used a turkey baster. I've used.
Please don't use a turkey baster, though.
No. Like there's ones that you know, you can use. I'll get to that in a second. But the one that I actually like is from Mr. S.
Okay, well, that's appropriate. I'm like thinking like you're going into like over like to Auntie's house, just drink Thanksgiving and be like, oh, wow.
This will work.
Is it gravy? Is it douche water? Who knows? That's half okay, the fun. Okay,
please do not use a turkey baster and then put it in the cupboard to
put
use
it back in the,
for
in
cooking.
The drawer, yes.
Yeah, please at least run it through the dishwasher first, please.
No. Don't ever do that.
Nope. Don't ever do it. And don't use the gravy either that's in it when you find it.
Unless it's KFC gravy or Popeye's gravy, because that shit's crack.
Oh, that is true. Man, now I want
now we
KFC.
Got Mentos, Coke, and gravy. What else can we put up there?
Just that Family Guy episode where Lois is the sex operator and yes. Quagmire calls. Do you got a stapler there? Yeah. Okay. Shove that on up in there. And
I know. Be like, I just watched that episode the other day. He's like, all right, can you get anything else in there? Nope. All right, let's start filling other holes. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
So basically, like, that's how I have like done it, but like for me, when I'm like using the bulb, I go on all fours and kind of basically like put the bulb tip in, like the tip of it, and then like kind of like put my face to the floor and then like ass up like higher.
So you're practicing.
Yeah, okay. Basically.
You're getting in position.
You're basically stretching before the event.
I'm stretching, but that's like the easiest way to get like the water to like flow in there and do what it needs to do. Mm-hmm. And then I'll usually do like 1.5 to 2 bulbs, depending on the type of play that I'm doing. And then usually we'll do that a couple
apparently
times.
It's face down, ass up though, so.
Yes. And
well, that's
now.
That's
do you like
thing
do a little jiggle? Like, do you put it in there? Then do you like shake yourself rinse? Up?
Like,
yeah,
like an agitator.
I've never done that. Usually, it wants to come out pretty quickly.
Would it? Well, you might be using a bit. Well, no, I guess so. How much is in a bulb? Like, how much is usually in a bulb?
Depends on the bulb size.
Yeah, because like I have honestly. Like a one. Like I have the bulb one, and then I also have one that's like a pump.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a little like sort of
like a pump.
A pump, yeah, you know, like that you would pump. Use for hand soap and stuff. There's the word I was looking for. And then it's got just a tube on it that you up in there and
right. Okay.
But it's bendy and it's ribbed for my pleasure.
Yes. Yes. Because cleansing can also be part of foreplay. There are those
Now
you have to have a top that's not grossed out about it, but it can be part of the play. So
it can be, but then this is where I have a question. Who's shitting in their showers? Because like, are you doing this play and then all of a sudden, because like my toilet's tucked in the corner behind the shower. So like in order for me to do that, I'd be like, we're basically almost doing Keynes's sex position from last time where like they go up there and then you don't even have to press my stomach. I'm just hoping I can turn around.
Okay.
Wow. makes me seem like I'm very loose. I'm going to stop there now.
Well, you know, the thing is yes, you can do it in the shower. And I should say you probably want to take a poop first before you douche. I mean, makes sense, right?
Yes. Well,
if you're lazy. Let the water do it for you.
Oh God! Do not clog your actual drain.
Right,
all shower.
Just sitting there, trying to get it with the toes. God damn it! The hair's stopping it.
Yeah. Oh, that's got to be the grossest image we have ever come up with on this show.
Us bottoms know that every push brings us one closer to like weeks of no bottoming for a hemorrhoid. Okay. So,
all right. Yeah, true.
So I have used the shower ones before, like the shower attachments.
Right.
I don't personally like them because I usually overfill, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I have so to do like actually like a deeper clean, and that takes like 3 to 4 hours. And mm-hmm. I don't really want to be cleaning for 3 to 4 hours. like it's just it.
Unless you're going away for the weekend,
you know, you're not going to eat 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
Well, so like, yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
Because like, not going to eat. Did you for not that fast weekend. That morning? Like, did you have a steak and potatoes grits and everything the day before?
No,
if you use the shower, it's got more pressure, it gets up there higher, it rinses out more stuff, and then it's going to make things flow a lot easier. And like Kane said, now you've got a longer process until it's clear, which is mm-hmm. basically what you're shooting for, is a clear discharge when you're douching.
Yes, but so like there's I think of it as like two different stages of mm-hmm. cleaning. So you have like the normal, if you're just taking a dick, like. You can do a shallower clean, which is basically just going to the first bend of your digestive tract, because mm-hmm. most people won't go that far in your digestive tract. Mm-hmm. Talking like bigger than 8 inches or 9 inches, basically all the way in,
right.
And that's just most people can't reach that.
Hmm. And if you're 8 or 9 inches, y'all already know that if you play with fire, you're about to get burned. So,
yeah, like, yeah.
You know, like, it don't matter. I'm sorry, everybody. You got to know this as bottoms. It don't matter how much you clean out, unless you've been fasting for like 2 days
mm-hmm.
and you douched out and everything. He getting shit on that dick.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially if he's that 8 or 9 inch. Yeah. If he's got an 8 or 9 inch dick. Yeah. He's going to get shit on his dick as the song goes. That's shit on your dick, boy.
But there's that one. There's like there's the normal clean out. And then what I'm referring to is sometimes you do want a deep clean. The shallow clean will actually last like 4 to 5 hours. Mm-hmm. Like four to six, I'll say. And then basically if you're doing more of a longer session or playing for the weekend or
going to a fur con.
Yeah, going to a fur con or doing like more fisting type of activities or like more deeper type of play.
If they're fisting, can't they just go in there and get it out for you? Well, they're up there. You want us to do some work. Well,
only if they're an accountant, they can work it out with a pencil. Yes.
But yeah, so like if you're doing that, then you'll want to do a deep clean. And that's when I do, like, if I'm going to do a deep clean, it's going to take like pretty much like 4 hours. But I'm usually pretty clean for like a day and a half.
Mm.
Okay. So like that gives you like an idea of like how far that is.
Yeah.
But it's also a lot of water. Like you're putting a lot of water in your body and letting it like jiggle around and move everywhere. And I'm doing like calisthenics inside the bathroom as I'm getting ready because
Eagles.
Yeah. I'm right. Like, and one. And two.
And two.
And one. Three.
Yep.
I would even get there. I'd be like that. Like I said, I'd pull out and it's like.
Yeah. Well, then that's. I mean, it all depends on, there's a lot of things that go into bottoming, not just cleaning out, but I mean, there are other things, but let's keep talking about equipment. So what kind of equipment do you use, Dawson?
I have, like I said, I have my pump that I have. So it's like, it's got the pump, but then I don't know if your bulb has the same thing, but mine has like holes. So it has like a hole at the top and there's like
mm-hmm.
holes around the bottom, around the tip. So it's like...
Right,
so like a shower head,
multiple directions, right?
Yeah, and then we have the bulb, which is just like a straight up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I want to know what your guys's had, because I saw like there's like ones that are curved, and then there's other ones that are like rigid or some shit. And I'm like, are those just cheap, or like is that for a thing? And I'm like thinking now, like, you know how you said you can use it as like, you know, foreplay or do whatever we want with it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like vibrating ones? Like, can you get ones that vibrate and shit? Like, have you ever seen anything like that?
I've never seen one that vibrates, but I'm sure that if we did a quick Google search, we could probably find it. Yeah, Amazon's got it. Amazon's got everything. Yeah.
It'll come from China. It's covered in black lead paint.
Yeah, don't
or
order it on
taste
Temu.
So sweet.
Yeah, don't order it on Temu. Don't no. Or Wish.
Oh God, do not get a douche or a bulb from.
Don't get anything sexual from Wish.
Remember, like
hey,
we always say,
everybody.
I actually
got my mitts. I actually got my first pair of mitts from Wish, and they were the best things ever.
Yeah,
but they're not
sticking
sexual.
Them up. Yeah, I hope you didn't
you're
fist
not sticking
anybody
them
with
up
them.
Your ass.
Yeah. True, so, very true.
They're external only. They're not going to inside your body. So
yes,
yeah. So
is exactly. It bad that I just pictured Kane's fisting me with his puppy gloves.
Can I do that?
So, it would take some work, but I'm sure
right after we douche.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Here's the other thing.
In the middle, I'll help you. I'll help you douche.
That'll be the last time you use those gloves. Well, yes. Or not.
No, because you put the gloves on, but to save them, because, you know, you have to, if you're putting anything inside of it, you got to make sure that it's like sterile and shit. That's why you put the rubber or the latex gloves over top of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
And now it's not weird. It's just a fetish.
It's just another fetish. Whatever's on the wheel of kink.
Yeah. I actually have
latex covered puppy gloves.
I actually have a toy that is very fun. It's basically like a reverse condom. And when I first started bottoming, I was very like scared of getting someone like poop or like having an accident like inside the sex like.
Right. Isn't it a reverse condom just a cock ring?
No.
Oh. I was
like,
confused
a
too.
A reverse like, condom is just a condom that hasn't been rolled out yet. So isn't that just a cock ring?
No. So it goes inside the bottom.
Okay.
So it's those little pluggy things and you go,
yeah,
so and it's so, like so opens it's like
a,
it up.
So it's like a dam or something.
Yeah. So you can actually get these, they're like a butt plug. But they have a hole in the middle.
Okay,
gotcha. And then, see like a little gapey piggy.
Yeah, but you can. It also is sealed. Okay. So you can't like so it basically stays in there. And think of like a water balloon.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Or like
I'm
a
thinking,
like a
I'm thinking like a sheath that doesn't attach to your balls.
It's kind of like that.
Like a sheath. Yeah.
But so when I first started, I basically was using that a lot because, again, I liked the safetiness of it because I would prep and put that in me and then, you know.
You would prep on prep?
Do the activity and then just pull out the balloon, so to speak, and then clean the balloon.
Oh, okay. All right. Makes sense.
Was it like one of those things like how we were talking about in the last episode where like you can put cum in there and like, you know, they were just filling it up and then he would put it into his toy and all that. But did you do the opposite where like he put it into the freezer and froze it? So it was a hard like dildo type thing. And then
No. I didn't do that. Okay. But you can do that.
You can.
One of my weirdest things though was I had it and I was with one of my alphas many years ago. Mm-hmm. And He's like, oh, this will be fun. And he puts his face on the hole and then blows.
Oh, no.
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 And so it literally turned into a balloon and it like went whoop, like up my.
It went further up.
It went further
like,
up. And it
like a,
felt
like when you let go of a balloon after you've blown it up, it went.
Yes.
Right,
yeah,
up
100%.
Into Kane's. Yes.
But it. I mean, it doesn't like pop or anything like that. It's very very. I'll get it. I'll get it out, and then I can show you kind of what happened.
You can show us, but you still have to describe it for our listeners.
Yes, so, I'll describe it.
It like the one guy one jar thing where like he had to like go up in there with your hand and like get it out, or like pop and squat, pop and squat. Now. My question is, okay, so like, because we see this in like the gay movies, and I don't know if like it's just because a straight person is writing and directing it or like what the hell's going on. But whenever I saw douching as a young little gay boy, those legs, Canes. Anyway, when I was saw douching in any kind of gay scene or anything like that as a kid. It was always, they went to the store and bought those little box enema things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that the same thing? Or is it like, is just the water is...
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's got vinegar and stuff and deodorizers. And I mean, it's designed for the female coochie.
Yeah.
But it's not bad for you, but...
No, I'm just thinking, I'm like, because now, like, you know, the more I look into, like, gay culture, like, you know, you're actually in the streets doing gay shit, as you do. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, oh, do the water, or do you have the different douches, and you have, like, the ones that hook up to the shower and all that stuff.
Right.
And then I was like, I'm looking back, and I'm like, every single time I saw a gay man douche online, they're, like, shoving this little chemical enema thing up their butt that, like, makes them just shit themselves for 4 hours. And I'm like, I'm like, I want to be a top. I don't want to do that.
Right.
Bottoming is scary.
You don't have to do that. No.
So I'm like, have you guys ever done that? Was that like a practice, or is that like how the gays back in the day got away with douching while still looking straight in the stores in front of the pharmacies?
Sure, like, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you go buy that. It's like, hey, that's for my girlfriend. She's a little stinky. We're going to have sex later. So I'm going to buy her a douche. I love the vagina.
You know, whatever, the vulvously clitorisy thing. Yeah.
The little man in the boat. I'm going to flick the bean on my girlfriend when I get home. So, Canes, you have your device.
Yes.
Yes. It looks like a Mr. Limpy.
Yeah, so basically it's a hole inside. Yes. But what's fun is when you blow it up, or what he did.
Oh my. Yes. Oh.
That's going to pop.
I've blown it up way farther than that.
That's exciting, because there was a dildo that I wanted to get that had a pump on it that once it went inside you, it blew up. You could
pump it up, yeah.
And you could pump it up. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway.
So Canes just blew this up, and it got probably a foot long and maybe a foot 18 wide. Inches around. Oh. I mean, that...
Who died?
Must have... Oh, you hear what a siren in the background.
Is that me? Did somebody die here?
It's me.
Oh, it's you. Okay.
I live one block from a fire station.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, and boy.
I mean,
oh,
boy. I live a block from a hospital, so.
Oh.
And you've what's never, nice about what's nice about living a block. You still haven't slept
with any of the doctors. Wow.
Yeah.
No, well, I haven't.
What's nice about living a mile or a block away from the fire department is, in the summertime, they go on a call and they're wearing all their fireman turnouts. Now, you know, after about 20 minutes, you start hearing them come back. You can just go for a walk, because they take their turnouts off in the driveway, and most of them are just wearing like little Speedos under their turnouts. And then they're like washing the truck in their Speedos. And it's like, I got to walk around the block a dozen times. Yes, please. Yes.
Can I just put my like chair out in the front lawn and just drink a beer in front of them?
Yeah. If they're wearing Speedos, that's how you can tell that they're the paid firemen and not the volunteer ones, because the volunteer ones don't have enough money for underwear. So they're just completely naked under their uniforms, full commando.
Hey, I'm okay with this more.
Firemen
are really hot.
Well, fortunately for us here in where I live, we don't have any volunteer fire departments in this city because it's too big.
Ours are all out of town.
They're all. Anyway, getting back to douching.
Speaking of douche your
firemen. Firemen and hoses and douching. It's like, hey, now, can I use that hose for just a second? I need to clean out from a date.
Please don't do that. Holy
okay,
crap.
Fred. Jesus.
Well, now that might be an appropriate time to hear from our sponsors, Cummy and Luby.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been injured in a sex accident? Did your hookup from Grindr misrepresent themselves? Did you catch an STD from someone? Did you get hemorrhoids from a bad session? Did your Viagra fail to work? Well, if so, contact the offices of Cummy and Luby. We specialize in sex-related injuries, both mental and physical. You may be entitled to compensation for your experiences. Free consultation and examination. We don't get paid unless you do. Contact Cummy and Luby today at 555-CUMLUBE. That's 555-CUMLUBE.
Cummy and Luby is a fictitious law firm and not licensed in any state, territory, or country.
I forgot about our sponsors. They're also our attorneys. It's great.
Yeah, sorry. Getting back to so there are lots of things available out there on the market for douching, mm-hmm. and there is a lot more available for the gay man now than there used to be over the years. So one of the things that I thought was really cool when I was doing some research for this is this little attachment that screws on, and it's just like your attachment where it's got the holes at the tip that spread out different things, but it screws onto a standard water bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
standard like you buy in the store, the water bottles. And so in an instant, if you're like at the club and all of a sudden someone's going to plow you in the back room, you'll get a water bottle, screw this on, head to the bathroom, squirt, 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 you're good to go. And then it just easily slips back in your pocket and away you go.
Oh, I was thinking but more
also,
of like
who if doesn't take a shit before they go to the club.
Yeah, I was.
Well, yeah, like, I'm sorry. Like in a club, it should be pee. They should even have stalls in the club. Like it should just be urinals in the stalls. Like I'm sorry, who's shitting at the club at 2 a.m.?
Well, that's
Jessica. I see you. Those cocaine shits just coming out at 3 a.m.
You just never know. Sometimes the poop's gotta come. Sometimes the poop's gotta come before the top.
But no,
comes.
They. Yeah, so. I saw those at Mr. S has those.
Yeah.
They're really cool. They reminded me of, those TikTok or those balloons. Why do I always say, you know, look at me, I'm a young hip man, the TikToks. fuck's sake, could you check the Googles? it's like those balloon things that you hook up and it already has like the balloons pre-hooked onto the, like the little nozzles.
Yes.
And you can
yes.
put it onto there and it
for
blows
water
up
bottles.
Like 15. Yeah. So, like, how if you're going, so obviously we have our douches and everything. How long, like, here's my thing when I douche, and I don't know if this is just me, but do you feel like you kind of just had sex a little bit afterwards? Like, how long do you wait between clearing yourself out and then hopping on the dick, or or is it just, hey, Gaines, I can't need right away?
No, I usually wait.
Because, like, I always feel like
I usually
I've
wait
given
like an
birth.
Hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's, I'm like, I don't know. Like I said, it's like, it's hard pissing out your ass.
So, right. so basically what I find is, yes, I will clean out, but there will probably still be remnants of water in mm-hmm. there still. And so I wait a little bit. And then, like, after like 20 minutes or so, I might actually, like, have to go take a shit again. But it's not actually like shit. It's just clear water mm-hmm. Because it's at the remnants of water still up there that is just like still moving around and slossing. Mm-hmm.
Is it at that point, if it's clear, we're good to go? Or is it the last douche before we wait that 20 minutes? If it's clear, we're good to go.
I would definitely keep going until it's clear and mm-hmm. then wait the hour or 45 minutes or whatever to let all the water come out. Mm-hmm. Don't continually just keep, I mean, if it does turn to be, you know, starts, you know, getting little chunks here and there, then yes, do it again. Mm-hmm. Because you definitely want to, have just clear water. You don't want any floaties or bits or stringy parts or anything like that. Like you just,
we don't want to give them those bits.
No. You just want water coming out.
Okay, so I want to say something. I want to back up just a minute, because if you have the shower attachment that is
high pressure,
it's going to be pressure. There's going to be a lot of pressure there, so be aware of that. It's going to be a lot more pressure than a bulb douche, because you can control the pressure with a bulb douche. You can't control the pressure. I take that back. On some of the more higher end ones, yes, you can control pressure.
There's a little knob.
The one that we have in our shower has a little knob on it that you can do that. But you will need lube for these metal ones, because water is not slick. And don't use soap. Please don't use soap up your butt.
Soap stings.
Yeah. So a little bit of silicone just on the device, we'll get it in there a little bit better.
Maybe I'm just a loose bitch, but I have never had to lube my metal one.
That's because you probably are like one of those little whores and you're like right on the tip.
No, I don't even do that. I literally just have it shooting water a little bit and then I just stick it up there.
Well, and remember, sometimes, you know, and remember, some of our listeners, they're going to be trying this for the first time. So yeah, let's
there's get a difference them. Between a bottom and a power bottom.
Right. I mean, you know, power bottom just goes out back and grabs the garden hose and shoves it up there and turns it on. You know, it's like, I'm ready now. It's like,
like, let's do
which,
this.
By the way, don't do.
And also, guys, we have to say it because, again, McDonald's had to put a warning on their fucking cups after they got sued. Check, pretend that it's a bottle that you're going to feed a baby, okay? When you take it out of the microwave or heat it up or whatever, put a little bit of that shit on your wrist, dab it around, see what the temperature is, and for the love of God, please make sure that, like, you know, your significant other isn't, like, doing the dishes or, like, flushing the toilet halfway through, so that way the temperature is perfect and all of a sudden it's halfway in you and all of a sudden it's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
So on that note, too,
do you prefer warmer it, or colder?
Touching it will actually be not a clear indication of it. So, like putting it on your like hand or whatever is not going to be the actual temperature that it feels like inside of you. It's going to be a lot warmer. So good air on the cool side. Because I did that one time. I did the hot water test to what I would normally take a shower at.
No.
And then I put it up there and I was like, hot damn.
So, and the reason for that, if I can be scientifical here for a second.
Yes.
You have to remember your body's an average of like 97 degrees, 96 degrees. So if you take like do what Keynes did and you're taking a hot shower at 105 degrees Fahrenheit and you shove that up your arse, all of a sudden that's a 20 degree difference.
Mm-hmm.
I can't don't do the fucking math, okay? It makes me sound smart right now, all right?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah. I'm being scientifical.
Scientificals.
Mm-hmm. Let me write this down.
So yeah, air on the cooler side to touch.
Right. If you want to touch it part of your skin, the part of your arm between the bicep and the tricep on the inside of your arm is probably the most similar to your that's going to give you a better indication of how hot it is or how cold it is.
Shove it in your mouth.
Just shove it in your mouth. Well, no, that's going to be different too because you're used to drinking hot beverages. So your mouth isn't going to give you a good indicator of that kind of thing.
I'm just thinking of holes to put it in.
Well, exactly. I mean, if you have to douche out your mouth, you've been doing something wrong. Or right. I mean, depends on the person, I guess.
I mean, isn't brushing your teeth just douching your mouth?
Yes.
Theoretically, yes.
Yes, I mean, yeah, exactly.
The more you know.
The more you know. And I'm going to say right now, okay, for the record, I am not a bottom.
Bum, bum, bum.
I couldn't have guessed.
You couldn't have guessed ever, no. Although I have bottomed a couple of times for certain people, my husband being one. I will bottom for him occasionally.
When he's a good boy.
And this is going to bring up a question that one of our listeners had. Wanted to know why some bottoms prefer bigger and some bottoms prefer smaller. And I prefer smaller because, well, I'm not a bottom. So the bigger it is, the more it's going to hurt. So, and being a bottom is scary, as Dawson pointed out earlier as a young gay man.
Scary.
So, scary.
Well, you got to remember... Sorry, you can continue going if you need to.
I fucked up.
What?
What's the matter?
I didn't know if you finished your... No, like you have to remember, like the whole thing with, like, for me, like I said, is I like thicker because I like that full feeling. And some, like, realistically, when you're a bottom... You need a 3.5-inch dick to get the job done because your prostate ain't that far up in there.
Right.
So realistically, that's all you technically need is you're hitting your, if we're going to talk about Jesus, okay?
And we're talking about procreation. You just need to be able to touch the Jesus. And he's about a half an hour up there, 3.5 inches to the left. You just put your finger up in there and you're good to go. That's why you see all these straight boys now. They're like, oh, yeah, America. They're like, yeah, you know what? Like, I'm not ashamed. Like, I'm about to come and I'll get her to put my finger up my ass. Technically, yeah. It's the best orgasm I've ever had. But, like, also, that's where, like, if you're uncircumcised or circumcised, sorry, uh-huh. Your ass, depending on how your doctor was, mine fucked up, but he also had Parkinson's, so have fun with that one.
oh my yeah, God.
Loose shot season was amazing. So
was he smoking a cigarette at the same time too?
I mean, back in the day, I had to. Yeah, actually, there was still smoking and cigarettes. Smoking in hospitals back then.
Yep.
Ooh, ouch. Anyway, but no, like, there's a lot of like, for some of us, like, your ass could be just as sensitive as somebody's dick at the end of the day. So, like, if mm-hmm. you're in there and you're like somebody's big, but you're very sensitive, chances are it might feel a little bit uncomfortable, or you're just being a little bitch.
you're just being a little bitch. You little
I'm
bitch.
Just kidding. You yeah. little bitch. But just, no, like there's a lot of stuff going on it. There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Plus the other thing too, is if it does feel uncomfortable, then try a different position because
yeah,
it's an accordion in there. Like you can pretend it's like a little slinky. Like that's what yeah. That's what your ass is. It's a slinky. So if that's mm-hmm. uncomfortable, switch it up. Arch switch your back. Up. Be a yeah. good bottom.
There you go.
So
be an active bottom. Don't just lay there.
Yeah. So when I first started bottoming, or when I first started figuring it out, I figured out that I could ride.
When I was a young bottom,
I could literally ride. But as soon as it was like, if I was like laying down, like flat, like with my face down, and then someone mm-hmm. was trying to go inside of me, it just does not work. It just, it does not feel comfortable at all.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. But I can do
fucking the bed.
Yeah. But yeah. like,
they're like going through your stomach straight into the bed. Right.
Yeah. yeah. But like, yeah. like I know some people that love that feeling mm-hmm. of like being pressed and like, being like fully weight on, like on your right. back. And people love that, but I can't do that. So, I found out that I love to ride dicks. Mm-hmm. yeah, basically like a cowboy.
I'll get a hat for you when you come visit.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll get a little video of you going, yeehaw.
Oh, God, no. That's terrible.
That's just terrible. That's just terrible.
Sorry for your Southern folk.
wow.
But I do a very, very terrible accent. Wow. Yeah, so like I can do that position better than I can with the other one. So like same thing with our listeners. Like if you don't feel comfortable doing a position, communicate that and let your top know, because the top doesn't really matter what position they're in. They're enjoying it. I'm telling you mm-hmm. right now. So do what you are comfortable with as the bottom. And my favorite saying is the sub is in control, or the bottom is
the more, bottom is always in control.
Yeah. The bottom is yes. more in control than the dom or the top. Or I mean,
they're literally inside you. Have you not seen the movie Teeth? We'll cut that dick off with our asshole.
Those are eagles. Like, I've got you now. Waddle on down to the police department with that rapist.
Literally that yeah. Has anybody done that where it's like that's like the gay version, where that's the one thing that as like a gay, like gay people, we can do that. We can the same thing that straight people can, is we can do that like clutch with our asshole clench. And then bring them yeah. in. Yeah, the clench with your asshole yeah. and then take your legs and bring them and be like, I want your babies, bitch.
Right. You know, I, as a top, when they clench on that, that sends me over the edge. That will get me to come every time.
Oh, good to know.
Yes. Keynes and I are never going to leave the bedroom when he visits, clearly.
That is very true, actually.
That's okay. I'll be at the lectures.
This is even before
the
trip.
Yeah, this is before the trip. He's coming up to visit, so.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, yes. Then.
Well, then. So, remember, shit's going to happen.
People do.
Shit happens. I mean.
Dawson.dog, I have shirts available.
Yes. What?
Shit happens. No, I'm That's serious. You can get, I have stickers that say shit happens, people deal. Shout out to Mattel folks.
Now, as a top, I'm going to address all the tops here. Don't freak the fuck out if shit happens. You're putting your dick in where the poop comes out. So if you're freaked out about that, then maybe you should not be a top and go back to being straight. Cause you know, poop don't come out the other side of the straight people. I just wanted to say that.
It's very true. So like whenever that happens for me, a lot of times what I'll do with the sub is I'll be like, okay, so we need to stop. Let's go take a shower. And then we just like, we shower and, you know, we clean each other and then we like, you know, or we'll make out and like cuddle in the shower.
Yes.
And make it a fun activity, but don't like point to it. Like don't point it out. Like, you know, okay, it happened. Let's take care of it. It's fine.
Yep.
Don't and that's be what like, sex sheets are for.
Yes.
Holy crap. Yep. They're my favorite thing that I ever have purchased.
You do not want to be like Buddy off Schitt's Creek when he peed himself in the bed and he woke up and he was talking to his boyfriend. He's like, you know what? I think we need to break up. I can never see you again. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. But also, guys, if he's fucking you, unless he's got like a foot long honk, like dong, and you're like this little tiny Twinkie boy, if these guys are done and he pulls out and like, it looks like, you know, Hiroshita. All over the sheets, like it just like a shit bomb went off underneath, and right. Somebody like you did not douche properly.
Correct.
Yes, unless Correct. They're into that though. Unless they're into that.
Yeah. The funniest line that a bottom ever said to me was afterwards, and shit happened. He says, "Well, it was clean last night," and I'm thinking, "Okay, that was 14 hours ago."
What you have, Chipotle?
Like, oh my God, please do not have Chipotle before you bottom.
But see, right. Here's the thing too, is I have an issue when I bottom, and that's why I have to watch my diet sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because my issue is I have ADHDs and I'm just, you know, weird. So like, I'll be like, hey, come over and we're going to fool around and stuff. And that's like 5 o'clock at night. And then by the time he's finally in me, it's like 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I like to
lead them on.
I like to lead my dinner along the road. And then when they least expect it, then boom, there I am. You think you're going home? No, you're going to stay the night.
Bitch.
Try and find your car keys. Just try.
Yes.
Oh, no. Are they in the couch?
No, they're up my butt. Go find them.
So speaking of Chipotle,
yes.
So let's talk a little bit about diet. Because I definitely want to touch on this too. Is like when you're a bottom, or you know that you're going to bottom for like the weekend, for instance, take like 2 or 3 days before and eat like super healthy. And what I mean by this is don't go to McDonald's or don't go to Taco Bell, and eat a lot of junk food before, you basically go to, like a hookup or, you know, your alpha for the weekend. You want to have like fruits and veggies, salads. I love salads for this
reason.
Lots
of fiber. Yes.
Yeah. Fiber works really, really well. And it helps you actually clean out too, because when you clean out, it'll be like 1 or 2 like times. But if you have
there's only like, if you eat all that, there's only going to be like 1 or 2 turds that come out and you should be fine.
No. like 1 or 2 times cleaning, like the cycles. But if you're eating junk food or like Taco Bell or Chipotle, or pizza, then you will find yourself cleaning out longer. So you'll be at like 5 or 6 bulbs, or cycles, to basically like clean out thoroughly before you actually have like nothing else coming out.
Right. And fiber is your friend. So, and there's two types of fiber. There's soluble fiber and insoluble fiber. And insoluble fiber is what you want to help gather everything together and push it out. So that kind of binds all the poop together and helps to push it out. And there's actually a supplement out there that my husband uses. It's called Pure for Men. And he takes it every day. And it's to use a line from an old movie, his poop is a perfect little disc that just pops right out every morning. And
like little deer turds.
Yeah. But he has a good diet and he has lots of fiber, lots of salad, lots of fruits and nuts and vegetables and things like that. Cauliflower is great for a bottom. It helps to clean out a lot of that stuff. And honestly,
water.
If you want to know what the best food is for cleaning out your colon, go online and look up things that for people that have, there's a condition that you need to have a lot of fiber because you get these little
bowel syndrome.
Well, irritable bowels, but it's, I'll have to look it up.
Colitis?
Colitis? No.
Crohn's?
There's something that the little sacs get filled with stuff and then you get, it feels like gas pains all the time, but it's just these little sacs in your colon that get filled up with stuff. And insoluble fiber helps to clear all that out. Shredded wheat is great for that. So, as somebody said online, you don't want to be a bottom that's only subsisting on water and gummy bears, Kane. Kane's drinks, eats a lot of gummy bears. So
no,
apparently
don't.
Gummy bears are good for bottoms.
I'm a gummy bear.
Didn't you have like this 10-pound bag of gummy bears at one time?
Yeah, so that was
keyword is had.
Yeah, that was low key.
Moving on. But white rice is good for you. But know your trigger foods and be aware of that dairy is not your friend if you're a bottom. So cheeses, milk, yogurts, those kind of things are not your friend because they tend to gum up the works inside there. So, and be careful of spicy foods. You know, don't eat a lot of spicy foods.
Don't be Dawson where he decided that halfway through the night he was going to go get laid, but like half an hour, 40 minutes before I started making that call, I just had like 3 packages of spicy chicken, Mr. Noodles.
Yes. So
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Basically, if when that happens, for bottoms to know, the top doesn't like it. No. And the reason why is because that chemical that's in the actual like spicy food is actually lining part of your actual intestines.
Mm-hmm. And it's slimy.
Well, no, it's also, it'll actually like burn the top, like their dick will actually like soak up that chemical and it feels like your dick is on fire, basically.
Yes. This is not good for the top.
No.
I mean, unless what happens if you have like those warming gel lubes and you're into that?
Well, that's different.
The warming
lubes are warming. I have those too, but those are warming, but
not sriracha.
Cayenne pepper, sriracha, not so good on the dick. Yeah.
Especially
and on also, time. Remember, if you need to start the douching process, remember everybody, coffee and cigarettes. If you don't have a douche, coffee and cigarettes. Every time.
Don't
all
put
the time,
them up your butt.
Every time. No. Yeah. No. Put it in the front hole, not the back hole.
Yeah.
I mean,
or some of the bottoms that hear our podcast.
Yeah, put it in the Facebook.
Dawson said to put cigarettes and coffee up my ass. I'm like, no, that's not what he said. No.
I said to drink the coffee and put the cigarette up your ass.
Yes.
And then open your mouth and the smoke will come out. That's how you smoke your shit out.
So,
and then that way when you're into scat play, at least the poo is going to be smoked, so it'll have a nice hickory flavor to it.
So I had to go to, I had a medical thing that basically was very recent, and it basically put me on, I don't even know, do you know what It's called a Quaaludes? Brat diet.
Is that just where you eat fucking chicken nuggets and...
No. It's like bread, rice...
and tacos.
No.
Brat. Bread, rice, and tacos. Brat.
It's
oregano?
No, there's... It's two other things. That's an O. Like...
Avocados and toast? You're in California. It's avocado toast, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Brown rice, avocado toast. There you go. Brat.
But yeah, basically it's for to seal everything up and get things going in the right direction. But I also stopped drinking milk, and then specifically I stopped having cream with my coffee in the morning. And to be honest, at this point I actually stopped drinking coffee for work, which is probably the biggest thing that yeah, I can basically bottom like every day now. It's very weird. Well, it's great. It is great. But yes. Like,
good for you.
I'm very, very regular in my routine. Yes. So basically, like, I will get up, I will poop, and then I will take a nice hot shower and clean everything up. And then I'm good for the day. And I can literally come home without prepping or anything, and I can literally put a toy in and it's clean.
Nice.
So it's been I've learned some things.
right. Yeah.
So the Brat diet is that it sounds like it's just the opposite of the Atkins diet. Like it's the Atkins son who is a brat. And he's like, fuck what my dad said. Now. I'm gonna eat everything.
I'm just gonna look it up.
It's a Brat diet.
Because there's also, did you hear the bottom diet? It was kind of a joke. But what?
Banana, rice, apples, and toast. There you go.
Okay.
That's bananas. The nurse's diet, because that's all they have fucking time for. It's just your only thing you're missing is them dipping the apples into the fucking peanut butter.
Right?
Oh, peanut butter is so good, though.
But no, Postmates, I think it was last year. They had an entire section on Postmates during Pride months. It was the bottoms menu.
Nice.
So they basically went and found all these restaurants that like had salads and like healthy fiber stuff and all that, and basically made an entire section for bottoms, and it was called the bottom diet.
Nice. That's very clever marketing. I like that. Yeah.
Until, you know, we found out that this is America.
America.
It's like, fuck yeah.
So... to get back to our reader or our listener questions, it was Sin that wanted to know why some bottoms prefer smaller and some prefer bigger. And that's a matter of taste, really. I mean, you know, the more you bottom, you know, you find what you like. And so some guys like bigger, some guys like thicker, some guys like thinner, some guys like cut, some guys like uncut, some guys like big. So it's all about what you like. And,
Some like the ones that go to the left, some like the ones that go to the right or up or down. Have you guys ever had, I call it teapot cock?
There's a term for that. I have
where
never.
Where the penis goes down and you can hold it like a.
Yeah, it goes down like or it goes to the left or to the right. There's a name for that. I forget what it's called, but there's. I've seen cocks like that. I've never.
They're interesting. Honestly, the ones that go down. Mm-hmm. If you do it doggy style, it's like...
That's going to hit your prostate just perfectly.
Exactly. I'm like, chef's kiss. Uh-huh. Good soup. Good soup. Good soup.
It's wonderful. You can do the salt bay.
Oh, my God.
And then Pax Owlet wanted to know, what's the best way to avoid stomach aches or uneasiness after douching? They state that they feel weird after it, and it gets in the way of enjoying sex.
So
wait longer.
I have a couple different scenarios that this could be actually happening. So you either went too far in the cleaning process. Mm-hmm. If you put too much water in there and then you're still only doing like a partial clean out, basically you either are before the major clean out or you hit it and you have to then do the major clean out. There's not a stopping point in between. And the reason why is because that water will get into that bend of your digestive tract, and then basically you have to go to the next bend, which is a lot further. Like you're talking like twice as much water to get to that point. So basically just it takes practice. Like I tell people when they first start cleaning out, do it the first like five or six times without ever trying to bottom, and just literally just do it throughout the day, like on a weekend when you're off of work or just off of work in during a week or whatever, and you're not doing anything, just basically, oh, you know what? I have time. Let me try to clean out. And then, you know, take a toy or put a finger in there or, you know, do something to like see if it worked or not. And basically you can kind of figure out what works best for you, because everyone's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah. And you also want to make sure that, because depending on, again, your diet and everything, you want to make sure that you're cleaned out, but you don't want to go, like Haynes was saying, far, 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 because again, we're not doctors, but we've seen the activity commercials and we've seen the girl do her little hula dance, and we know in our gut, there's a bunch of beneficial bacteria in there that needs to grow to get our shit out and make it look pretty and smell good. Not good, sorry.
Yeah, you're not doing gallons and gallons of water.
Yeah, because you're going to flush all that out, and then you're going to have some problems. But also the other thing too is try a different, like if you feel that your stomach is sore because of it or something, try a different position. Like see where you're going, and
lay on your stomach.
Yeah. Same thing as
do different positions. Hokey pokey. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you know how to tell who the bottom is in a house full of guys, right? That's the guy that takes the longest showers. That's the bottom.
That's not fair. I'd spend most of my time on the floor in the shower while it's on, so that I don't go into the shower. So that doesn't count.
Well, you're a special puppy though, because you don't like showers in general.
Yeah.
So you turn on the shower and then you sit on the floor and then you make everybody think you took a shower? Is that what is?
Maybe.
Yes. That is exactly what happened.
I don't sit on the floor. I lie on my doggy bed on the floor. Okay. There's a difference.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's usually when he sends cute photos of his ass to me.
Yeah. Yes. So Keynes knows exactly how many times I shower.
Yes.
Oh, Dawson, when you're rooming with us at BLFC, you're going to shower.
I will. I will spend the entire night in there because I know we're getting a corner suite and they have the best bathrooms.
Yes, they do. They do have the best bathrooms.
They have like the little rain shower things, and like, I don't know it is that makes me so hot and horny over fucking bathrooms when I go places, but like,
well, those big showers at the casino they're great for group play inside those big showers. I got to tell you that right now.
And they even have like some of them even have like a little bench. So like when I'm bored, I can just sit there and like watch.
So again, beware your trigger foods. Eggs, meat, caffeine, alcohol, and junk food are really not great for a bottom, because they can cause things to get sticky in there. So
and we're not saying that you can never eat that stuff.
No,
it's just usually stuff. It's usually just 3 to 4
if you're going out to the Eagle
before.
Right.
Yeah, like if you're going out to the Eagle or Steamworks or whatever your local slut place is, and you know you're gonna be it's just common etiquette. Like if you're hooking up with some guy on Grindr, well, you know what, he knew what he was getting in with. It's Grindr. But like if you're out in a public place, just at least make sure that you have like your
so
wash your hands.
So I actually have a funny story. So when I first actually like figured out I was gay, and I basically you're had gay? This I am. Shocking.
Oh,
right?
I didn't know that. Oh wow. Wow.
What? When I don't guys like friends. That, you're full of shit.
So basically I had this person that was older than me. So like they were like 10 to 12 years older than me. But they were basically my gay mentor because I was very sheltered as a
child.
Did
you meet him on Yahoo chat too?
No, I actually met him at a job. Actually.
A blowjob?
a blowjob. You went to the same place I went, Dawson. Yeah.
No. So if he ever listens to this story,
he was younger. It's a hand job.
Yeah. It was when I was still catering. So it was for a catering event. And basically, you know, I was very transfixed with him because he was very obviously gay. You know, like the strut, the walk, the way the motions were.
I wasn't sure, but then I saw that hip hop and
boom. Yeah, exactly.
There it was.
So anyways, he actually was a porn star. And basically he explained to me that he actually has a special diet for when he would go on a shoot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, what is the special diet? And he goes, see these 4 gallons of milk?
Wow.
And I'm like, yes. He's like, that's not what I normally drink. I literally am lactose intolerant. And I was just like, wait. See,
coffees and cigarettes, what? Except he uses lactose. Right?
Just so, like, wow, there you go.
So he basically would drink milk for a week prior, and then he would – and what it does basically is it also toned his body down too. So it basically would
I was shitting my guts out all the time because drinking 4 liters of milk while lactose, I'd have a tone-ass body too, right?
Yeah.
So, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's like Buddy Off or Scary Movie there when he comes on Cindy and all of a sudden his body just
he would also counteract it too, like eating lots of white rice and like some bread too. But yeah, he had a special diet so that he could be prepped for the actual like photo shoot and be his like best bottom self, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
We need to put that on a shirt. Be your best bottom self.
Be your best bottom self. Yes.
Yeah. One of those gay little fucking inspirational quotes and handwriting on your wall. It's in your bathroom over top of the toilet.
Be your best bottom self.
Don't forget today. Be your best bottom self.
Better get a commission for that.
He gets 3 cents for every t-shirt sold.
Okay, perfect.
You just have to come see me because it's shady business. We have to exchange cash only because apparently I can't send money to the States or vice versa.
What?
Apparently we don't have Venmo up here or anything. And I don't think these guys know what an e-transfer is down there, or is that just us? These guys do e-transfers?
We have e-transfer.
Okay. We have Cash App.
My rent
cash is Apple app, Money.
My rent is all done with e-transfer.
Okay. Because, I was told that there was no such thing as e-transfer in the States. I'm like, that sounds gay.
Oh, yeah. No, there is. It's just basically taxed. They actually, it depends on how much it is, but it's usually, like, over.
But it's a gift.
Well, no, because it depends on how much it is.
It depends on how much it is. It also depends on what you put in the
description.
The tagline.
Yeah,
the description.
Yeah.
Oh. So. Yeah. A lot of the ones up here, down here, we have like a checkbox in there when you say it. Is this for a family? Is this reimbursement? Is this a payment? Because if it's a payment, then they tax you on it. But if it's reimbursements or for family exchanging money, you don't get taxed on that. And the recipient gets taxed, not the sender.
America's fucked up.
No shit.
At this point, I might as well just call and be like, hey, so you have a charge on your credit card from Amazon Outlook, and I just need you to send a wire transfer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. This is why Keynes just needs to end up getting a Twitch account, so that way I can just donate the money to him, and then he's good to go. We'll see him in 2025.
Actually. 2025. I actually already have one.
Yeah, but...
It's linked to a PayPal.
Ooh, a PayPal.
Dangerous.
You just have to know how to donate, which it's not active.
Me and PayPal don't like each other.
Ah.
They don't like puppies.
That's true. I remember you telling
remember?
Me that.
They're like, puppies? Ew, get out of here, queer.
You queer. You queers. You queer. He's a little light in the loafers, as my grandfather used to say.
Right.
So any last words for Bottoms before we... get to Dawson's sex position and play with the wheel of kink?
Poppers.
Poppers? What about him?
Bottom's best friend.
Bottom's best friend. Mm-hmm. Although, you know what I will say is, here's my thing, guys. It's always, again, disclaimer. kind of fucking illegal in some places. So watch where you're getting them from. At least in Canada, it's against the law.
Is it really?
It's yeah. Shoe shine.
Wow. Yeah, it's yeah.
It's not poppers. It's shoe shine.
It's varnish.
Yeah, varnish. That's
it's varnish. It's actually, Rush branded varnish.
It's actually head cleaner from the VHS days, VCR days.
Yeah.
So you can go to any audio store and buy a bottle of head cleaner, and it's the same stuff.
Is that why I always was so relaxed when I was cleaning the VCR?
Yes.
Bruh, I was getting high. Oh my God. Here I am thinking I just did poppers for the first time like 2 weeks ago. And here I was huffing it as a 7-year-old. No wonder I'm fucking gay. There's not chemicals in the water turning the frogs gay. There's chemicals in our VCRs.
But I will say though, don't. Get poppers is a, you know,
it's a drug.
You don't like it, and you know, don't do it all the time.
No,
it's have some. I know people that literally are so addicted to poppers that they can never get hard unless they are on poppers.
On them.
So like. Just
change up your stimulation.
Yeah.
Never change
it up.
It's an addictive personality for a reason. But also, what I was saying is that when going back to our, you know, neurodivergent pups and the thing, is remember that we get affected by shit differently. So, like, I did poppers and I was like, oh, cool. It feels like a warm hug. And then all of a sudden, my husband took them. He's like, whoa, dude, I feel like I can just blow something out my ass right now. And I'm like sitting there, and it wasn't even like me, like, you know, like they just did a quick, like, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm like, then I did my other nose, and I'm like, am I supposed to feel something? She's like, well, you should feel like from your head down to your like butt, kind of like, you know, relax and all that. I'm like, I don't feel anything. And I just farted, and that was it. I'm like, was that it? I just literally, these are pooters, not.
I could totally see Dawson saying something like that.
All right, let's get to the Wheel of Kink. Let's see what the first pops up.
Yes.
We get so sidetracked, by the way.
I know, that's fine. I mean, that's fine. That's people love our show, so this is what we get. Okay, so the kink is clothed and nude. So where one is clothed and one is nude.
Yes. So I actually had my previous, not the recent one, but the one app before that. He actually liked being like in a form of clothed while we were having sex. And it wasn't like anything bad or anything like that. It was just like, yeah, if you ever like jerked off with clothes on versus just fully naked,
right?
You might get a little bit like more excited if you were just wearing clothes and then like like kind of sneakily like, you know, playing with yourself. That's kind of where this like comes into play. And so like he loved always like wearing a crop top or like a you know, a jock or something along those lines with us doing something. Or it was you know, like more of like, oh, wanting the different stage of like getting undressed.
Right.
Was that a good example, at least?
That's a good example. You know, I have a couple of subs that come over and they like the whole daddy son or coach type scenarios.
Oh, coach player,
professor, student, those kind of things where, you know, they like me to be clothed or like a shirt and a tie, and they like to be naked. So there's that. And that's a form of play. I mean, so Dawson, how about you?
I fuck with the lights off, so you're the same either way.
Okay. What about during the daytime? Fuck the lights off. It's still, you're still going to see.
Blackout cheats, motherfucker.
Okay. Well, there you go.
No, like when I'm out. Well, okay. Well, this is also coming from the pup who, you know, mentioned that I got caught buck ass naked in a park on the first episode I was here. So, you know, a little bit incredible, but, you know, I have kept bite. Oh, wow. I'm so hot. How am I still single? No, I'm kidding. Never mind. How am I married?
It's like, you're not single.
Yet.
Yeah. Well,
okay. But no, like I like the idea of like a half and half. Like if I'm outside, I kind of like, it's the fun of like the bottom half being gone and then being like, oh my God, like the moment you try and catch me, I think this is just more exhibitionism than anything like that. But the moment you almost catch me, I'm like, ugh, I'm going to like shoot you in the face, blind you so I can take off and you won't see who I am. I'm kind of like a squid, right? Like an octopus or a squid where it's just like, I ink and we're done.
You squirt white ink and you're dead and you're gone, right? It's like, dash away.
Pink eye. Okay. That's my, if I was a Pokemon, that would be my finisher.
Okay. Our next one is. Ooh, this is a big kink for a lot of people. Uniforms. Oh yeah, both of them just got that glazed eye in their look. And they're, oh yeah, yeah, uniforms.
So love, here's my thing with uniform. Okay, you know what? If I didn't look so like one pimple away from being on a fucking milk carton in my old pictures, I would show you the pictures of Dawson in his military uniform. It's sexy. Not the face.
Just the uniform.
Yeah, yeah, like I was I still am, but I was a butterface. Like, there's a reason why only girls would date me back then.
Did you ever see the show Shameless?
No, but apparently I should, because the guy that I like that plays in the game that does the Star Wars thing is apparently one of the gay guys in there or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And oh my God.
But there was a scene in one of these episodes where the father guy was having sex with somebody and he realized that he was Butterface. He's like, oh my God, I'm Butterface? God damn it.
Damn it.
So uniforms, Canes, how about you?
I love like military or police or authority figures for sure. 100%. Mm-hmm.
I prefer the pants. Because I don't know what it is about uniform pants, if it's just because they need to be flat pressed or because it's some kind of dress pant usually or something like that. But it's just like a man in khakis. I don't know what it is, but uniform pants and khakis are like the fucking push-up bra of for men.
I'm
like,
gonna
just
wear,
takes
I'm gonna
everything.
Khakis.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to bring khakis to BLSC.
There you go.
That's the only awesome pair of pants I wear every day.
Yeah. I'll bring my cleric shirt.
Cleric?
So, cleric as a priest.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, are we going to find out something? And then all of a sudden we're going to find out barely has a cleric? Is that what they're calling it? A cleric now? Instead of a clitoris? A cleric?
No. Cleric dick. Yeah, that's your priest's
penis. It's a cleric dick. It's a cleric dick.
They're taking us to Candy Mountain, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. No. My husband has a thing for priests, and so I bought a priest shirt. It's got the little Roman collar and everything. So, yeah.
Oh, I want to see this.
Mm-hmm. Bless you, my son.
Is it a wooden or is it a metal cross that you use?
It's one of those big Dominican crosses that's, you know, like 2 feet long. Yes.
What's the difference between a regular cross and a Dominican cross? Is it a black Jesus or a regular Jesus?
It's Jesus less.
Oh, Jesus less.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you said for a second, I'm like, Jesus light? What the hell?
Yeah, well, no, it's Jesus less. There's no less. There's no Jesus on it. All right. All right. Our final one, the spin.
Spinning.
Is. Ooh, this is an interesting one. Erotic hypnosis.
Oh,
ooh,
hypno.
I love hypno.
So I want to try this. However, okay, the issue with this is, so as we shocked viewers before, and yourself, how I was a magician before. Yes. Well, I went on tour with the hypnotist.
Okay.
So he kind of did his thing on me, and it worked for a bit, but then after I went on tour with him and seeing him every night and doing everything, it was like, it kind of, I guess I became numb to it. And then afterwards, I was just like aware that I'm like, okay, I'm just doing this to help him out and promote him because, you know, money. So I'm like, I really want to try it, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm just going to be sitting there and I might as well just put my headphones in. You can just talk to the wall and I'll just pretend that I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe with the new, like, you know, Apple AirPods adaptability, every once in a while, I hear one of your cues pop in, but like, I'm really fascinated with it. Like the fact that like, you can just like lie there and then somehow he can just do his little thingies and shit like that. Like it's... Just make me quit smoking while you're there, too. Like, suck my dick and stop me smoking the fags, okay?
There you go. There you go.
Have you done it before, Keynes?
Like, been actually hypnotized?
Yeah.
Well, in general, like, sexually or...
So sexually, I'm into this kink. I also know quite a few people that are also into this kink. And I actually know of a few websites or... YouTube videos that you can actually listen to that will actually put you in that type of like headspace, and you like listen to them and they'll like put you like in a very deep state of relaxation, and then you like come out of it.
Yeah, no, that's basically what hypnosis is just you tap into the subconscious mind by focused relaxation. And that's what that's all about. And the subject that's being hypnotized will not do anything under hypnosis that they wouldn't do outside of hypnosis.
Correct. Yeah.
Your subconscious will stop you from doing things that you wouldn't normally do outside of it. So,
yeah, but there's like a whole, you could be very suggestive.
Yeah, there's a whole like a kink wise for it. Like, you ever hear of like drones or anything like that? Like a sex drone? No. Like a sex drone. So like it's someone that instead of being a pronoun of like a puppy or something, they just want to be a toy.
Yes.
Like a sex object that you're this. Like, you're owned by this person as like more of a toy, not as an actual puppy or human. You're there for their pleasure. And there's like a whole bunch of like gifts and everything else that are for like drone training. Usually the hypno eyes type of thing, and you know, stuff like that. Lots of porn.
Sounds
like an episode we need to cover.
Hypnosis? Sure. Yes. That'd be really fun.
Yeah. We could get your hypnosis friend to come and hypnosize us.
Yes. That'll be our next YouTube when we actually record the video and put it up on YouTube. We'll all get hypnotized and then they'll steal the show and then we'll wake up in the desert somewhere. And...
with our kidneys missing and a tub missing, of ice.
Yeah. Squawking like chickens.
Dawson, what's your sex position this week?
Oh, right. Okay. So, we're going to go back again with me keeping with the wrestling theme. We're just going to call this the Stone Cold Stunner, which is his finishing move. And what it is, as we all know, and if these guys follow wrestling, Steve Austin drank a lot of beer. So going back, and it's like, you know, it fizzes, but obviously, you know, you don't want to spend months making beer. You want to do it on the fly. So going back to the other episode we did where you can store your cum, what you're going to do is you're going to store your partner's cum for a while. And then you're going to go out to the store, unless you have one already, and you're going to get yourself a soda stream. And what you're going to do is you're going to fill up the bottle with the cum, and you're going to hook it up to the soda stream, and you're going to make it into a, cum soda. And then what you're going to do is you're going to share it with your partner, and these guys are going to smash the cans together just like Steve does, and these guys are drink the fuzzy cum and everything. And then just when these guys are, he's about ready to swallow, your friend's going to come into the room, because remember, you're still having a threesome, because that's always a good time. Yes. You're going to come over, you're going to kick your partner in the stomach, grab their head, and you're going to give them a stone cold stunner, and they're going to spit all that cum out right into your other partner's face and cover them completely. So everybody gets cum.
And that's called the stone cold what?
The stone cold stunner. Because the cum is going to be cold. Because the cum's going to be cold, right? So
cold cum. Yeah. Yep. I think Kane's just came on himself. He's just a little confused as to what's all over.
A bug is like flying in my face. It's like a gnat. Yes. I'm like, oh my God.
Sorry for wanting to be so close.
Right?
Well, that's it, pups. We hope you have been educated and entertained. You've been listening to Off Leash, a Definitely Not Safe for Work podcast about all things puppy and consensual sexual kinks. I've been Barely Normal.
And I've been Keynes.
And I've been Dawson.
I didn't get it.
And until next time, we hope all your parts are in the right places. And remember, if you suffered a sexual injury, call Cummy and Luby. Cummy and Luby, 555-CUMLUB.
They'll get to the bottom of it.
They'll get to the bottom of the problem.
Off Leash is an Injured Nerves production and is available on all major podcast platforms. The podcast is produced and directed by Barely Normal. Thank you to our generous pup sponsors, Scout W, Astro Wolf, Pup Feral, and Rudy Pup. We appreciate your support and donations.